Forget data breaches and identity theft. The real online threat this holiday season may be Grinch bots. People using online bots to buy out the most popular toys of the season, forcing desperate parents, grandparents, aunts to search for LOL surprise dials or the Super Nintendo Classic Edition at Amazon and eBay. Look at this. BuzzFeed News found LOL surprise dials. They usually sell for $9.99. Out of stock at Toys R Us and Target, but at Amazon for $372, on eBay for as much as $17,000. Ali Velshi is MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. He's also co-host of Velshi and Rule. Ali, this is insane.
Yeah, it is. And the first word of warning is just be smart about things. There's nobody who should be paying
$17,000.
Yeah, I mean, that's just dumb, right? If anybody's going to pay $17,000 for a doll, we can't help you. But this is a real problem that many people first encountered when it came to concert or Broadway ticket sales, where you could just regular people could never buy them at face value. Things like Hamilton or big concerts, and the idea that it was bots, scalpers using algorithms to buy up all the tickets in the first place and then sell them either via a third party vendor or independently to people. And this has now moved its way into the hot holiday toy sales industry.
Well, we understand they use the sophisticated software. They guess a product ID, they locate the product page, and they're there right as soon as the product is available.
Correct.
So you have no hope. We thought there were laws against this kind of thing. This came to our attention because Senator Chuck Schumer of New York issued a statement saying Grinch bots can't be allowed
Grinch
to steal,
bots, right, yeah.
steal Christmas. But didn't he pass a law about other tickets?
About bots, right. In 2016, he passed a law that made it easier for consumers to buy concert tickets or theater tickets at face value when they go on sale. It's still not a given. It's still not easy, but it's easier. There are limitations now on what these bots and algorithms can do. So he's called for this act to expand into children's toys. There's zero chance of it happening for this holiday season. Mm-hmm. But he's also called on the National Retail Federation and the Retail Industry Leaders Association to do what they can to block the bots while he looks at expanding his legislation that would, prohibit the use of bots on things beyond show tickets. But we are, things called fingerlings sell for $15 at Target and Walmart, $200 on Amazon's at the 1300% markup on eBay. $5,000. You talked about Nintendo NES Classic Edition. It's $80 normally, selling on Amazon for $486. Now, again, on eBay for $11,000, but eBay, everybody tries their luck, right? The one person who really wants it might pay that. Generally speaking, those aren't the real prices, but definitely hundreds of percent markups over retail is what we're seeing on the most popular toys.
Unbelievable. The fingerlings are those little things you wear on your fingers,
yes.
Those little tiny weird things. Look, what can we do to protect ourselves?
Well, they can't be made illegal just yet, so we're hoping that the retailers will do something about it. But consumers, first of all, you can try to buy things in stores. You can talk to the manager and sort of say, when is this coming in stock? The problem is these bots find out things are popular before people do themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So by the time you've decided this is all the rage because you've heard about it from your kids' friends or from someone else, it's hard to do. So at least know what the actual retail price is and be able to make a complaint to the retailer to say, how come I can't buy any of these? If they hear from enough people, they may say, hey, we've got to take action. One thing, be wary of counterfeit toys.
Excellent. Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor, economics correspondent. Thank you.
Bye-bye.